Hey everybody, welcome back to the Pub Trivia Experience. My name is Chris, and I'm going to be, shocking, your host for tonight's game. We have got a mixed house here. So with me, almost as always, is my lovely wife, Leah.
Hi everyone.
From down the street, an hour away. It's an hour away. Maybe 40 minutes if you drive like a bat out of hell. But we've got Mr. Mario.
Thank you. I am that bat out of hell who drives 80 to 90 miles an hour. But thank you, sir.
Oh, and those residential roads. On those residential roads.
That's very true.
It is very true. And then from Alabama, she's back. You know her. You love her. Say hello to Nikki.
Hey, hey.
And Nikki, you and I are the only two drinking tonight. What do you have?
Okay. Oh, we had a little discussion about this. I am having very classy Black Box Merlot. It actually comes out of the box, so it's wonderful because if you only want one or two glasses, you don't have to open a whole bottle. It's super convenient.
You sold me on it because I just added it to my ships list and it'll be here tomorrow.
Right. Well, 26 bucks, you said, and it's four bottles of wine. So, I mean, it should last you a little while. And it's nice because Mike's kind of he's more of a beer drinker. Like, he'll drink wine with me occasionally, but like, we only open a bottle if it's, you know, something, you know, we both want to drink it. But most of the time, I just want a glass. So it works.
So, for our listeners out there, we are recording this episode with a couple of kids present. So you may hear some stuff in the background. I'll do my best to edit it all out in post, but Leah is walking around with Paige, our little daughter. So Leah may or may not, she will kind of pop in and answer questions when she can, and we will keep her score. But Nikki and Mario are going to be our two main players. But we've got a fun little game of trivia we're going to play for you tonight. This is going to be 80s, 90s, and 2000s trivia. Stop me if you've heard this before. But what we're going to do is, it is going to be dealer's choice, or not dealer's choice, player's choice. The player will choose which category they want, 80s, 90s, or 2000s. They will get one random trivia question from it. If they get the question right, they get a point. If they get the question wrong, that question goes to the next person down the list. And our list is going to go Mario, Nikki, then Leah. Does anyone have any questions before we get started?
Nope.
No.
Good to know. Mario, you're going to get us started here. 80s, 90s, or 2000s?
Let's try 80s.
Mario, tell me what the name of He-Man's home planet is.
Oh, Jesus. I know this freaking answer, too, because I used to watch He-Man. I used to love it.
That's because He-Man is that good.
Eterna? I'm going to go with Eterna.
I will give you the points. It's pronounced Eternia, but yes, it is.
Eternia, Eterna. Listen, this is not pronouncing correctly. At least I got it correct. Thank God.
Eternia is your correct answer, and we're going to move over to Nikki. Nikki, 80s, 90s, or 2000s?
I'll go with 2000s.
Here we go. Your 2000s question. What is the name of Nicole Kidman's character in Moulin Rouge?
Satine?
It is Satine. Nicely done, nicely done.
Nice.
Leah, love that movie.
And Leah, you are up. Good 80s, movie. 90s, or 2000s?
I will take 1990s.
Leah, your question in 1990s. What was the name of Ross's monkey in season one of Friends?
Marcel.
Really?
It is definitely Marcel.
Woohoo, you gave me a friend's question.
Can we give her an easier question? You got the friend's question.
Like I said at the beginning of the show, the questions are all luck of the draw. In fact, Leah went last, so either one of you could have had that question if you went 90s. But no, y'all wanted to be millennials and shit and go retro with the 80s or millennial with the 2000s.
I'm the oldest here. I am not a millennial.
Okay, you're a Gen Wax. X. I don't know. Okay, Mario,
Gen
you're
X.
Up.
80s.
Of course. Mario's going back to the 80s.
Right.
Mario, Who had a hit with the song Walking on Sunshine?
Walking on sunshine. Whoa. Oh, jeez. Who is that? If I remember correctly. Katrina and what the hell is the rest of the name? Oh, Katrina and the Waves.
Katrina and the Waves is your correct answer. Nicely done. Nikki, you're up. What decade are we going with?
I guess I'll go 90s.
Nikki's going with the 90s. Here is your question. What actress played the lead role in Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
Melissa Joan Hart.
And that is correct. It is definitely Melissa Joan Hart. And we have not had a missed question yet.
Now she does a lot of Hallmark. She does a lot of Hallmark movies now.
Does she really?
Yeah, she's great at Christmas.
So. Mm-hmm. I know. I watch the Hallmark Channel all the time with my wife.
Oh, I mean, Mike just knows to leave me alone during Christmas. I'm like, I'm watching my Hallmark movies. Like, they're terrible, but I love them.
Leah's not really into the Hallmark movies, I don't think. But Leah, it's your turn. What decade are we going with?
I think this time I'll go 2000s.
Here's your 2000s question. What is the name of the first Harry Potter movie released in 2001?
That's the first Harry Potter movie?
Yes.
Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone?
That is correct. Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
Thanks for throwing me a Harry Potter and a Friends question back to back. I appreciate it.
Seriously?
Yeah, that's a Harry Potter and Friends back to back for my wife. And again, I have no idea. There's no controlling this.
You didn't specify U.S. release, though. I mean, in England, it was Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. So.
That's the book, though. The movies are both called the Sorcerer's Stone, I believe.
Oh, were they? I thought the movie was still Philosopher's Stone.
Oh, I could be wrong. I very well could be wrong there. I have an American centralized American view.
Because I only know this because we happen to be in Cancun with a family, because it came out when I was a freshman in high school, and we were in Cancun on vacation, and we went to the movie theater, and it was it was dubbed in Spanish. So, I mean, well, it had the subtitles in Spanish, but they kept saying Philosopher's Stone, and I was confused because I'd only read The Sorcerer's Stone.
Really? That's interesting.
Something I really don't know because I don't watch Harry Potter.
And we are going to move on. Mario, you're up.
I'm going to stick with 80s.
Shocking. And before we go to your 80s question, I want to give a shout out here to Rock Brothers Brewing. I didn't talk about it at the jump of the show, but tonight I have got a lovely Rock Brothers Brewing Beer Can Island Honey Blonde. And this might be my favorite beer of theirs. They've got an amber ale for $3.11. They've got a couple of other beers. They just had one released for Chris Daughtry as well. But this Honey Blonde is delicious. Yeah, the Daughtry one, if I'm not mistaken, the Daughtry one is called, it's like September Ale, I think is what it is. So it's very light. It's very crisp. I had one not too long ago. It's in the fridge. I got a 4-pack in the fridge. But the Honey Blonde is like it's got a little bit of a body to it. It's not like an ale. It's more like a lager, but it's really good. It's a good summer beer. All right, Mario, here is your 80s question. Who was the lead singer of The Police?
Oh, God. Sting.
Not only was he the lead singer of The Police, he is a former WCW heavyweight champion. Nicely done, nicely
that
done.
That is true. Yes, Gordon Sumner, or if you want Steve Borden, which one?
It's Steve Borden.
Okay, got Steve Borden.
That's the wrestler, right?
Correct.
Yeah, that's a name that sounds familiar. I don't know who Gordon Sumner is. I'm assuming that's the guy that's who does tantric sex.
Yeah, that's tantric sex.
He does.
He is right, though.
I'm sorry. Like after 3 or 4 hours, it just sounds like a chore. Nikki, you're up.
I'm going to go 80s.
We're heading on back to the 80s. Nikki, who had a 1985 hit with the song Power of Love?
Power of Love?
Yes, and it's not Sting.
I feel like isn't there, because there's like a, there's a Celine Dion version, but did she do it in the 80s?
If only Mike was here.
But like who, but didn't Huey Lewis do something like that? Is it, I don't know. I mean, Huey Lewis would have been in the 80s. Huey Lewis?
I will give it to you. It is Huey Lewis and the News.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But we will give that to you. Yes. I will make a concession.
But didn't Celine Dion have a song like The Power of Love?
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, like 93 and 94.
Yeah, of course Mario knows that. Okay, Leah, you're up. Which one are we going with?
I'm going back to 1990s.
Going back to the 90s. Leah, the truth is out there was the tagline for what TV show?
The X-Files.
And everyone, we are 9 for 9 so far.
I like these questions.
These are easier questions. These are the leftovers from the 80s and 90s games we've played before. So these might be a little bit easier, or they might be a little bit more obscure. We're going to keep going, though. Mario, you are up.
Let's stick with my favorite category.
Mario is going with the 2010s. Mario, what is Scooby-Doo's favorite food?
You know what's really sad is Joey has been watching the new movie, Scoob, which, by the way, is hysterical.
Really?
But it's Scooby Snacks.
It's definitely
Scooby.
Yeah,
it's actually Scooby. Cute. It's cute. Scooby Snacks.
I'll take crap for this. I liked the version they did with Sarah Michelle Gellar and Freddie Prinze Jr. The first one of those,
yeah,
I thought was funny.
I will say the new graphics are good.
Yeah, it still looks good today. And that was written by James Gunn, who went on to write and direct Guardians, among other films. But it's a really fun movie, and I forget that was the first thing where I'm like, oh my god, Thelma's attractive. Like, I didn't think that in the show, but
right, exactly.
Like, Thelma was attractive. I'm like, oh, screw Daphne. Not like, well, Sarah Michelle Gellar. Okay. You should have been here. You should have been here last night for the Rachel Lee Cook debate.
Oh, she's good at. Oh, she's all that. Ooh.
No. The this is your brain on drugs commercial.
Oh well, I could care less about that. I'm thinking about She's All That.
All right, Nikki, you are up.
I'm gonna go with the 2000s.
The 2000s. Nikki, what female celebrity famously shaved her head in 2007?
Britney Spears.
Definitely Britney Spears.
I was thinking Sinead O'Connor.
This wasn't the 80s.
I love all the Britney memes of like all the Britney crazies. Like, this is the level you're at. Like, if you're this or this, like, where are you at? It's all the Britney crazies.
I think one of the favorite episodes of one of our shows we've ever had was, I think Steve Ford came up with it, but he started crying on the show. He goes, leave Whitney. I think Mike, no, it was Mike. He goes, we'll leave Whitney alone, because someone was ragging on Whitney Houston. And so we named the episode Leave Whitney Alone. Leah, you are up. I am the master of transitions. Babe, you're up. What are we going with?
I'm going to stick with the 1990s.
1990s.
My favorite decade of all time.
Leah, who became the youngest golfer ever to win the Masters Tournament in 1997?
I'm going to assume it was Tiger Woods.
It is definitely Tiger Woods. Nicely done. Mario, you are up, and we are 12 for 12 so far between our three contestants.
Let's go with, big surprise, 1970s.
I don't have,
Alex.
Don't have 70s.
I'll go with 80s then, sir.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Thank you.
That's 90s.
Sandlot. That's 92. That is 90s, do I get a point?
No. Here's you can get a point if you can answer this question. Chris Cornell formed which band with guitarist Tom Morello from Rage Against the Machine?
Oh, Christ.
Did not know that was the 80s. Could have sworn that was the 90s.
That's what I thought. I'm thinking Soundgarden.
Incorrect. That's our first wrong answer. It's actually Audioslave.
Really? Okay, they really went obscure.
Not necessarily obscure. It's just, yeah, I mean, Soundgarden's what he's known for.
Yeah, you wouldn't think. Okay, we'll go with that.
Oh, damn it. That should have gone to Nikki. I'm sorry. Nikki,
I thought you weren't supposed to answer it. I didn't know it, so it's okay.
Yeah, okay. I apologize. That's the host not knowing the rules. But Nikki, you're up. What are we going with?
We'll go 90s.
1990s. Nikki, what character did Dustin Diamond play on Saved by the Bell?
That would be Screech.
It would definitely be Screech. And Nikki is the first person to five answers. Leah, you're up.
I'll go to 2000s.
Leah's going back to the 2000s. Which diet beginning with an A promised weight loss from eating only low carbohydrate foods influencing many across Europe and North America?
I'm going to assume it's the Atkins diet.
It is definitely the Atkins diet. Nicely done. Mario, you are now trailing by one.
Yeah, I figured that Leah would know that because of Rob Lowe. So.
That's true. Rob Lowe's big on Atkins.
He does all the commercials.
He does. And how does he still look that good?
I don't know. He hasn't aged a day.
It's drugs and alcohol.
No, he's sober.
Well, yeah.
He's been sober for like 30 years. He's been sober,
so maybe it's residual.
Explain Keith Richards then.
Okay, you got me there.
He's just lucky that he's still alive.
That's like Keith Richards looks like 20 years older than he actually is. I'm pretty sure he's only like 45 years old.
I'm sorry, Keith Richards looks like Mr. Burns.
I know. All right, Mario, you're trailing by one. What are we going with?
Okay. Let's swap it up and let's go to 90s and see what you give me.
All right. Mario, this one is actually right up your alley, so I'm excited for you to get one that I think you're going to get. What romantic comedy starred Hugh Grant and Andy McDowell?
Hugh Grant and Andy McDowell.
Oh, my God.
I'm trying to like, be quiet. Oh, I think it was in 94. Four Weddings and a Funeral.
It is definitely Four Weddings and a Funeral. And I believe that, Nikki, that's one of the five that were up for Best Picture that year with Pulp Fiction and...
That was a great year. It was Pulp Fiction, yep. Four Weddings and a Funeral, Forrest Gump, Shawshank Redemption.
And? Oh, tell me I know one you don't know. Tell me I know one you don't know.
I'm trying to remember what the last one was. I can't remember.
Quiz Show.
Oh, Quiz Show.
That was a good movie. I liked that a lot.
I haven't seen that movie since college, but I remember liking it.
Yeah. But that was like a great lineup of films.
That was
like really Pulp Fiction, Shawshank, and like Forrest Gump all could have easily won, you know, in any other year.
That's the thing is like you put any of those movies almost any other year and they're going to win. Especially recently, because the recent crop of Best Picture winners has not been great.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I thought Four Weddings and a Funeral was great. It was a great movie.
I haven't seen it in a while. Nikki, you're up.
I'm going to go 2000s.
Nikki's going to the 2000s. Bring Me to Life was a 2003 hit for what band?
Oh, geez. Bring Me to Life?
Yes.
I have no. I have literally no clue. Bring Me to Life. I don't know.
All right. Are you tapping out?
I'm just trying to think. I mean, I don't.
Sting has got the Scorpion Deathlock locked in.
Yeah, I don't know it. Sorry.
All right. Leah, same question to you. Bring Me to Life is a hit song for what band in 2003?
I think it's Evanescence.
It is definitely Evanescence.
Wake me up inside.
I did not like that song.
That song's awesome.
No.
Save me. Call my name and save me. Okay.
Music is not my strong point like Mike. So.
Keep your day job, Chris, please.
I'm trying to. Well, hopefully they don't fire my ass. Mario, you're up.
I'm going back to the 80s.
Back to the 80s. Need You Tonight was a song from which band?
Why do I know this? Oh, what's his face? He's dead. In excess.
He is definitely dead. I don't know his name, but it's
Michael
definitely
Hutchins.
Yeah, that's it. It is In Excess. Nikki.
I'm going to try the 80s again.
Back to the 80s. What actress played Baby in the 1987 film Dirty Dancing?
Jennifer Grey.
Jennifer Grey, yes, is correct. Can you tell me who she is married to?
A plastic surgeon, because she's had a lot of work.
That's not correct.
I literally thought she was married to a plastic surgeon.
No, she is not.
Do I get a point if I tell you who it is? Because
Leah's going to tell us who it is. You have to do it in your absolute best Colby Smulders impression.
Coulson! Coulson! It's Agent Coulson from the Avengers movie. It's Clark Gregg.
Clark Gregg is right.
Yep.
All right, Leah, you're up.
I didn't know that. I thought, for some reason, I really thought she was married to a plastic surgeon.
That would be hilarious. You had a long day of surgeoning, babe, but I need new eyebrows. Come over.
No, but she did have a lot of work done.
She's had a lot of work done. All right, Leah.
She was engaged to Matthew Broderick at a time.
Really?
Yeah, they were the one who were in that. Well, everybody was engaged to Matthew Broderick at one point, and she was engaged to she was engaged to Johnny Depp too. So
that's
she
not
got
shocking.
Around.
Well, he gets around too.
I think
too.
Johnny Depp was engaged to everybody.
Yeah. But yeah, him and Jennifer Grey were the ones who were in that car accident in Ireland where Matthew Broderick, you know, like killed the guy in the car accident.
Oh yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
that's
right. That was him and Jennifer Grey, because they met in Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh yes, wasn't she his sister?
Yeah, she played his sister, but you know.
What was it, Leah? What was that show where it was the mother and they played mother and son and they were dating in real life?
The Brady Bunch.
Was it the Brady Bunch? Carol Brady and Greg Brady?
No, it's just rumored.
That was true. Actually,
Greg Brady and her had an affair, but it's also rumored that Julie Andrews had an affair with Friedrich from Sound of Music too.
That's the one I was thinking.
I think it's all non-confirmed rumors, but
non-confirmed.
Yeah. That's hot. Julie Andrews having an affair.
Oh Lord! All right, Leah, you're up.
I will go 1990s.
1990s, as I am now a beer and a half in. Leah, what was the name of Sony's first portable CD player? That awkward silence you hear is Leah trying to figure out the answer.
A Sony Discman?
Holy crap.
Is that what it was called?
It was the Sony Discman.
See, I remember seeing the word disc, but then I was like, man.
I remember
for some reason that was putting me towards Game Boy, and I was like, no, that's a gaming system.
Well, no, because their tape deck was the Walkman.
Walkman, that's what I was thinking.
So when I went to the CD disc, the compact disc, it became the Discman.
Discman, okay. Maybe that's what I was thinking.
Leah maintained her 1-point lead as we bring it back to Mario.
Let's stick with 80s.
Mario's going back to the 80s. Mario, who duetted with MC Scat Cat on the hit Opposites Attract?
Paula Abdul.
100% Paula Abdul. Nicely done, my friend.
Thank you.
Nikki, you're up.
Going 90s.
Going back to the 90s. What was the name of the space telescope that was launched into orbit in 1990?
1990 space telescope?
Correct. As in, that's what I'm looking for. That's not the correct answer. They did not call the 1990 space telescope.
I mean, well, like, it was it like with the launch, or was it?
No, the actual name of the telescope is what they're asking for.
Okay, what was the name of the telescope? Okay. 1990.
You can hear the wheels.
I feel like it starts with an H.
Would you like to buy a vowel?
I know. it's like, is it the Hummel? I don't know. Hummel?
Oh, so close yet so far away.
Okay.
All right, Leah, this one goes to you. What was the name of the space telescope launched in the 1990s, or in 1990?
The only telescope I know is Hubble. Is that right? Ugh,
it is Hubble. The Hubble telescope.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's terrible that I can't pull that
up. That's, I was like, ooh, you said the word too.
And we are bringing this over to Mario. You're up. What are we going with?
So if I get it right and I steal it, I don't get my own individual question?
No, you don't. You just get that point.
Oh, okay.
So it's like you're guaranteeing yourself a point by getting it right.
Okay. I was just curious.
Mario.
Let's go 80s still. I don't leave my favorite genre.
Here is your question. Corey Feldman, Josh Brolin, and Sean Astin all starred in what 1985 movie?
Was that the Goonies?
Hey, you guys. Definitely the Goonies.
If I got that wrong, I would be like smacked.
By your wife. Your wife would literally smack you.
Exactly. Plus, I'm looking at the 25th anniversary edition on top of my shelf.
Nikki, you're up.
2000s.
Nikki's with the 2000s. Who did Eminem duet with on his 2000 song, Stan?
What was the song?
It's called Stan. S-T-A-N.
It's terrible. I don't. Dido.
Well, nice pull, and it was Dido. And I will tell you this, while you were coming up with that, Leah's looking at me with a terrified look going, I don't know.
I would have gone with Dr. Dre.
I knew that.
Leah, you're up.
I'm going to go 1990s.
1990s. Leah, who killed Laura Palmer in Twin Peaks? You've seen the show.
I did not like it, and I saw it forever ago. It's only like 2 seasons or something ridiculous. I can't think of any of their names. I can picture the guy who was the investigator guy. So her name was Laura Palmer, right? Is that what you just said?
Yes.
So I'm going to assume it was her dad, Mr. Palmer.
I'm actually going to give you credit. You did. If you just said Palmer, you would not have been correct. But it is her father, Leland Palmer. But I'll give you credit for it because you did say father.
It says on there that it's her dad.
It does say her father on the card. That's why you're getting credit.
Yeah. Because I was going to say, I was like, I'm pretty sure it was the dad. I just couldn't remember his first name.
We're going over to Mario. What are we going with, buddy?
Same.
Mario's taking a trip back to the 80s, and here is your question. Who had a 1981 hit with Bette Davis Eyes?
Betty Davis Eyes.
Betty Davis Eyes, actually.
Did I say Bette?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my God. All right. Time for another drink.
It's Kim Carnes, actually, if you want to be specific.
But it is Kim Carnes. Nicely done.
Thank you.
And Nikki, you're up.
Oh, I'm going to go 80s. I just like to mix it up.
All right. Nikki, what is the full name of the second Indiana Jones film?
The second Indiana Jones film?
Yes.
Is it the Temple of Doom?
And I will give you credit. It is Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. Nicely done. Leah, you're up.
Okay, I'm very nervous, but I think I'm going to try my first 80s question. I have not known a lot of them, but I'm going to try it.
This seems like a good strategy. Mind you, if you get this wrong, Mario gets to steal it. So it's too late now. Too late now. You already said it.
I didn't think about that.
Leah.
I'm basically giving Mario points because...
What character did Dan Aykroyd play in the Blues Brothers?
No idea. Never seen it. Mr. 3000.
No, that was a movie starring Bernie Mac. It was not Mr. 3000. Mario, can you steal?
The hell is his name?
Hold on a second. I'm trying to think, for God's sakes.
I knew I smelled something burning. I need to learn how to do a Moira Rose impression. Have you guys seen... Nikki, have you guys started watching Schitt's Creek yet?
No.
Oh my gosh, you need to watch Schitt's Creek.
Oh, Elwood.
Elwood was a TV show on Showtime. But it was Elwood, you're correct.
Yeah, because I was thinking, I know it's both Elwood and Jacob Blues, but I'm like, okay, wait. John Belushi was the one, yeah. I had to think for a second because that was in 1980.
Nikki, you're up.
All right, going 2000s.
Going to the 2000s. Here we go. Which Scottish band had a hit in 2004 with Take Me Out?
Scottish band? Take Me Out? I don't know.
All right, Nikki is tapped out.
I can't do music.
I know. This is my weakness, too. I'm terrible with music. The only music question I think we've been asked so far that I would have known was Sting. So, Leah, can you steal?
Can you sing the song?
No, the song is called Take Me Out.
Take me out
to the ball game. Nope. Take me out with the crowd.
Oh, yeah, it was Take Me Out Tonight. I think that one's good.
Take me home tonight.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking.
That's not only a really bad movie starring...
That was a great movie. Topher Grace. Don't you dare.
That's not even the song. I don't know what song. I don't even know what the song is.
Leah, do you have an answer?
I'm going to go with the Carnegiens.
It is not the Carnegiens. Mario, do you have a guess?
Franz Ferdinand.
It is definitely Franz Ferdinand.
I've never heard of that. Is that a band?
It is a band.
Okay,
that gives the point to Mario, which means this moves over to Nikki. It is your turn again.
All right,
90s. Going back to the 90s. Nikki, what rap star was shot in Las Vegas in September of 96?
Was it Tupac?
It is definitely Mr. Tupac Shakur. Nicely done. And Leah, you're up.
I will go with 1990s.
Leah's going with the 90s. Leah, what basketball star retired from the NBA in 1993 only to return 17 months later?
Well, I am going to guess that it is Michael Jordan, who went to play for the minor league affiliate for the Chicago White Sox and then decided to come out of retirement after being saved by a bunch of Looney Tunes characters who convinced him that his love of basketball was too great to pass up.
Well, your facts may not be historically accurate.
But I'm right, right?
You may watch maybe one too many cartoons, but you are absolutely correct. It was Michael Jordan.
Yes.
All right. We are now 30 questions in, and this is how your scores stack. Mario has a slight lead. He has 11 points. Leah has 10. Nikki has 9. It is anybody's game. Yeah. Mario, you're up.
You know what I want.
Mario's going with the 80s. Mario, what film featured the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man?
Of course it's Ghostbusters.
One of my all-time favorite movies. It is Ghostbusters. Nikki.
Hey. I'll go with the 2000s again.
Yeah.
Gotta be a music question, isn't it?
semi-music? I can't believe I've actually got to read this question out loud. Nikki, the singer Rihanna was physically assaulted by whom in 2009?
What was that?
The singer Rihanna was physically assaulted by whom in 2009?
Wasn't it R. Kelly?
It was not R. Kelly. Leah, do you have a guess?
Is it Chris Brown?
It was definitely Chris Brown. And he didn't do a day of jail time for that, I don't believe. And
yeah, I can't believe I fudged that one. Sorry.
It's okay. The R. Kelly was great though. That's a great line.
I haven't slept in like 2 weeks, so you know.
No, she only has like a newborn and a 2-year-old at home, so
it's called no sleep. Just want to let you know that.
Nikki, how many glasses of wine are you in right now?
I haven't finished this first one yet. I'm not drunk, I'm just tired.
It's okay. It's okay. Mario, you're up.
You know what I want, sunshine.
Walking on sunshine. Mario, in the movie E.T., what was the first name of the boy who befriended the strange alien visitor?
Elliot.
Is correct. Nikki, you're up.
I'll go 90s.
Nikki's going to the 90s. Which actor starred as Dr. Douglas Ross in ER from 94 to 99?
George Clooney.
100% George. Dreamy Clooney. And this goes over to Leah.
2000s.
80s, 90s, and 2000s. Here we go. Leah, what British band had a 2009 hit with Little Lion Man?
Mumford & Sons.
It is Mumford & Sons. Nicely done. Mario, you're up.
Just by Leah's response on that, I just love the ending of that.
That's actually going to be the name of this episode. It's just going to be
I'll go with, I'll surprise everybody, 1980s.
1980s. Mario knows where his bread is buttered. Mario, where, I almost said when, you're going to find out that's a really dumb question. Where did the 1984 Summer Olympics take place?
Let me think. I was 4 years old. That one was there. I think it was in America. I'm going to go Los Angeles.
It was definitely Los Angeles, the 84 Summer Games in L.A. And I think the Summer Games are coming back to L.A., right, Leah?
Yeah, I can't remember. 2024, maybe?
Something like that, yeah. Which exactly what L.A. needs. L.A. needs a bunch more people there. Because traffic there is fine. They should give it to Phoenix. Phoenix has great transportation. Phoenix should get the Summer Games. Plus, you could literally have the Summer Games in Phoenix in, like, March. It's hot. Okay, off my soapbox here. Nikki, you're up.
2000s.
We're going to the 2000s. For what movie did Halle Berry become the first African-American woman to win an Academy Award for Best Actress?
Monsters Ball?
It is definitely Monsters Ball. And I have seen that movie. Any woman that can act that lovey-dovey towards Billy Bob Thornton deserves an Academy Award.
Seriously.
Ugh, that movie. Okay.
Ugh.
Leah, you're up.
1990s.
1990s. Leah, in what city were the 96 Summer Olympic Games held?
Atlanta, Georgia.
That is in Atlanta, Georgia. Nicely done. Mario.
Give me my butter.
You got your butter. Here we go. What was the name of the volcano that erupted in 1980 in the state of Washington?
Oh, crap.
Try not to hurt your brain, sunshine.
1980. The only thing I can think of is Mount St. Helens. And that's a total guess. I don't know.
It is one of the handful of volcanoes that could erupt in the area. It is Mount St. Helens. And that's the one, Leah, if I'm not mistaken, like the entire side of the mountain blew off, right?
Yeah, and it like smoked for like, I don't know, ridiculous. Like, I think it smoked so much that it went up into like the atmosphere or something, and it like traveled.
Yeah, they actually had like
a thousand miles.
They have records of it like over London, I think, or in over the United Kingdom somewhere. The smoke trails.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, it was insane.
That's crazy.
It is Mount St. Helens. Mario gets the point. Nikki, you are up.
I'm gonna be brave again. Let's go 80s.
We're going back to the 80s. And Nikki, I hope you know this one. I really do.
Oh, gosh.
Because I know your husband is at least aware and moderately a fan of this movie. Which actor starred as Arnold Schwarzenegger's twin brother in Twins?
Oh, Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito is absolutely correct. Leah.
1990s.
Leah's going back to the 90s. Here we go. What color were the bathing suits worn by the lifeguards in Baywatch?
They were bright red.
They were definitely bright red. And Yasmin Bleeth.
Yes. What happened to her? Jesus Christmas.
Kelly Packard. Have you seen a current picture? No, no. I try not to Google pictures of stars from the 90s. One of two things is going to happen. I'm going to feel bad, or I'm going to feel really bad about myself. Neither one of those are situations.
Bad for them.
Yeah. Neither one of those situations I want to see, though. All right.
Yeah.
Mario, you're up.
Give me a Scott Baio question.
We're going back to the 80s. Ooh, this is a good one. Mario, in what year was the Chernobyl nuclear disaster?
Now, only reason why I know this answer is because when I used to live with my parents, we had this really weird girl across the street that used to talk about freaking Chernobyl. Never shuts the fuck up about it. In 1986.
It is 1986.
Useless information.
And I have been meaning to watch that miniseries. I have not seen it yet.
It was actually good. It was interesting.
I heard it's depressing as hell.
It is. But, you know, during this whole COVID situation, I can't tell you how many freaking documentaries, TV shows that we've watched. So, yeah. That's true. Was depressing, though.
I've been watching TV nonstop. All right, Nikki.
Upload.
I will get on the upload. Nikki, you're up.
2000.
We're going back to the 2000s. Let's see how we do. Hopefully hoping for a good card here. Nikki, in what year was Facebook founded?
It's either 2004 or 2005. I don't know. It's a 50-50 shot. Because I only know because I started using Facebook my first year of college, which was 2004-2005. And I think it kind of came more towards the latter half. So I'm going to say 2005.
Oh, no, that is incorrect. You should have gone a year earlier. Yeah. Oh, damn it. Sorry, Mario.
Oh, sorry.
Or Leah.
Well,
sorry,
I
kind of
gave away the answer. I gave away the answer.
2004.
Sorry, Leah. I didn't mean to. This is why like your host should actually know the rules of the game, but sorry. Okay, Leah, you're up.
Okay, you're drunk.
I'm not drunk. I actually feel fine. Leah, you're up.
They don't know that on the other side, Chris. Come on now. Your listeners could be thinking something completely different. You're just
take
sloshed.
It on the other side. Take it on the other side. Take it on, take it on. How long will I slide? Leah, you're up.
I'm going to go with 2000s.
The 2000s. Leah, here is your question. What is the name of Elle Woods' dog in Legally Blonde?
Bruiser Woods?
It is Bruiser Woods. Nicely done. Mario.
Beverly Hills Cop me.
We are going with Beverly Hills Copping him. Hey, Nikki, this is one that we're going to have to ask Mike about as well.
Okay.
Who wrote the novel for which the film The Shining is based?
That's the question?
Yeah.
It's from the 80s?
Well, the movie The Shining is from the 80s.
Oh, I thought that was 70s.
The Shining? No, The Shining was early to mid-80s, if I'm not mistaken. Let me look it up. I could swear it was like 84, 85.
Oh, I thought it was like 79.
It was Alfred Hitchcock's last movie, right?
Say that question again.
Who wrote the book that the movie The Shining is based? It's actually 1980. I was wrong. 1980 is the year the movie came out.
Did you really just say Alfred Hitchcock?
Yes, I was trying to give Mike his one per cast.
Okay, I was like, all right.
He gets one, even if he's not here.
Yeah.
So you want, okay, so I'm thinking, only thing I can come off of my head with is Stephen King, maybe?
It is Stephen King. Nicely done.
Okay.
Nikki.
Pulled it out of my ass on that one.
Do what you gotta do.
I'm gonna go 2000s again.
Nikki's going back to the 2000s. Nikki, what notorious heavy metal band released an autobiography called The Dirt in 2001?
The Dirt?
The Dirt.
It came out in 2000. It was not a 2000 band, though, was it?
No, it was a notorious heavy metal band. And the book itself came out in 2001.
Oh, okay. So it was, okay. I remember this. It was the Motley Crue.
Definitely Motley Crue. Nicely done.
Good movie too, by the way, on Netflix.
Is it based on Motley Crue?
Yeah, it's based on their book.
So there's a story out there that the person that managed Motley Crue at the time, their manager swears by. But Motley Crue was originally on tour with Kiss. And Gene Simmons kicked them off the tour. Gene Simmons claimed it was because they were partying too hard and not taking it seriously. Motley Crue's manager was claiming that it was the fact that when they went out there, Motley Crue was getting bigger ovations than Kiss was.
That's actually in the movie too, by the way.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I think it is actually, because they mentioned that. It like opens up with them doing coke and things like that. It's an interesting movie. It really is. If you got an hour and 35 minutes to waste, you know, hey, listen.
If I had an hour and 35 minutes to waste, we'd be recording an hour and 15 minute podcast.
That's true, actually.
That's true. True story.
That's true. True story of your life.
All right, Leah, you're up.
Let's go 2000s.
Leah's going with the 2000s. Leah, what former president of the United States died in 2004?
Reagan?
Definitely Ronald Reagan. Nicely done.
Total guess.
Nice. Good one.
Who was Leah, was that your question?
Yeah, that was mine.
All right, Mario, you're up.
It's me now, Sunshine. Okay. I'm going to have to go with Saturday Night Live, circa Mike Myers, Dana Carvey.
All right, Mario, here is your question. What does VHS stand for?
I'm sorry. Do you mean the meaning of the movie? Or do you just basically mean, you know,
as in a VHS tape? Video, okay, there you go. Video home system.
Yeah. That was the joke, yes. Video home system.
Okay. You can't see me, but I am flipping you off right now. Nikki, you're up.
It's okay.
I'll go with the 90s.
Going back to the 90s. Nikki, by what other name was the Millennium Bug known?
Y2K?
It is definitely Y2K. Nicely done.
I was going to say Y2J.
Jericho. Oh, man. Oh, good old 90s wrestling references. All right, Leah, you're up.
2000s.
Going with the 2000s. And Leah, your question. In Bring It On, which spearleading squad is Torrance Shipman the captain of?
Do you need the school name or like the mascot?
The mascot.
The Toros?
We are the Toros.
As the mighty, mighty Toros.
It is definitely the Toros. Do you remember what Gabrielle Union's group was called?
Yeah, the Clovers.
The Toros and the Clovers.
I could have gotten the Clovers easier than Toros because it was Torrance. So it was weird that her name was Torrance and she was the captain of the Toros.
It's a little weird. But they are the Toros. Mary, it's not weird that you knew that because I knew it too.
I'll say. But hey, Eliza Dushku.
Eliza Dushku, yeah.
If I remember.
Oh, and yeah, the cute boy. Jesse Bradford.
Jesse Bradford, yeah. Notice no one says Kirsten Dunst.
No, because she's like, eh.
All right. Mario, you're up.
Roger Rabbit me, baby.
Roger Rabbiting you.
Please!
Which electronic data storage device was developed by Sony and Philips and released in 1982?
Well, I'm assuming that it has to deal with a Discman, so I'm going to go compact disc.
It was a compact disc. It's a CD. Nicely done. Nikki, you're up.
2000s.
Nikki, you sound like you're running out of steam over there.
I was debating if I was going to do 80s again, and I'm just too scared, so.
Here is your 2000s question. Name one of the two singers who had a hit in 2002 with the song Dilemma.
One of two singers with the song, what was the song?
The 2002 song Dilemma.
Oh, it was the girl from Destiny's Child. Not Beyonce. Kelly Rowland.
Poor Kelly Rowland. She's going to be known as not Beyonce like the rest
of
her
life. I'm sorry, not Beyonce. I feel sorry, Kelly.
It's okay, because the other one that I can't remember the name of, everyone says she's not Kelly Rowland, then she's not Beyonce.
Isn't her first name Michelle or something?
Oh, God, you're going
to... Yeah, it was Michelle Williams.
Yeah.
Michelle Williams was the one from... Michelle Williams, the same name as the girl from Dawson's Creek?
Same name as the blonde actress, but it is not the blonde actress.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, is that... Yeah, Michelle Williams. Holy crap.
Yeah, it was Beyonce, Kelly Rowland, and Michelle Williams.
I'll also throw this out there. Unpopular opinion. Michelle Williams was the better looking of the three of them.
That is
she
true.
Was.
Not that that's anyone's concern and it has no judgment on them as people. I just found her more attractive than I found Beyonce or Kelly Rowland. I can't get past Kelly Rowland being in Freddy vs. Jason because she's sitting there reading a magazine going, I wonder what I would look like with a different nose. And it's obviously, it's a dream. And she comes across a picture of Freddy Krueger and he just reaches his knife gloves up, put his two of his scissor fingers up her nose and says, got your nose, and then slices it open and that wakes her up. I just love
how my brain went to Kelly Rowland when it was clearly more of like a Nelly song, but I don't know.
Nelly. I like Nelly. All right, Leah, you're up.
I'm gonna go back to 1990s.
Back to the 90s. Leah, which former Destiny Child member went on to release her debut album, Dangerously in Love?
Was I supposed to be listening to your last conversation about Destiny Child members?
Might have been helpful.
I only know Beyonce, and I wasn't listening when you guys were talking. Well, I was listening, but I wasn't retaining what you were saying, so I'm going to say Beyonce.
Jesus.
It is Beyonce. Nicely done, babe. You're pretty.
Okay, good.
Mario. I'm assuming we're going to go ahead and just jump into Animal House now.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you. Yes, that or National Lampoon's.
I'm a zit.
In 1980s,
Vacation me.
I hate that movie. Oh no, I like Christmas Vacation. I don't like Christmas Story. Neither
here
nor there.
Fuck you, Sam.
Poor dude. Sam edits this podcast.
No good 80s movies questions though. Like I know 80s movies okay, but like all this 80s music, I'm scared.
I can't. Music in general, like, it is by far my biggest, like, pop culture weak spot. I don't know music.
Me too. Well, that's what Mike's really good at, so it works, but hey, I'm terrible.
You guys work really well together. Let's see here. Your 80s question, Mario. In 1989, what movie features the line, I'll have what she's having?
When Harry Met Sally.
It is When Harry Met Sally. Nicely done.
So we haven't done, like, the top five movies yet for me, but that's my number one.
Is it really?
Yeah, I love When Harry Met Sally. It's my all-time favorite.
I do want to do your top five movies. Because we haven't done mine or Leah's yet either.
Yeah, I love When Harry Met Sally.
All right, Nikki, you're up.
I'm going to be bold. I'm going to go 80s.
1980s. Nikki,
music.
What type of car was used as a time machine in Back to the Future?
The DeLorean.
It's a DeLorean with a lovely flux capacitor. Nicely done. Leah.
I think I'm going to go 80s.
Leah's going back to the 80s.
Oh, because it did so well for me last time.
Let's see here. Leah, what English band had a hit with I Just Died in Your Arms?
I just died in your arms tonight. I have no idea. I don't know who sings songs.
All right, Mario, it's over to you.
I just died in your arms tonight. It's the Cutting Crew.
It is the Cutting Crew.
Never heard of them.
Me either. Never. This is why I like hosting, because I can sound like so sure of things. Like, oh, duh, that's of course what it is. I had no idea. I have never heard a Cutting Crew in my life.
Everything is definitely. It's definitely.
it's definitely Cutting Crew. Who doesn't know that? Duh. It's like, you know, they died in the late 80s. But
there's a reason I host more than I play. Duh.
Duh.
All right, Nikki, you're up.
I'm going 2000s.
Going back to the 2000s. Nikki, what is the name of the high school that Ryan, Marissa, Seth, and Summer attend in the OC that launched in 2003?
Oh, geez, I don't know. They lived in the OC. I can sing like the little theme song.
I will give you a bonus point if you'll sing the theme song right now.
I don't know. What is the high school? I don't know. I wasn't super into that show. I know it was I mean, it was just like I don't know. Like it was
I will say this is a hard question if you've really never liked the show.
I mean,
that
I've seen
much,
the show. But I just don't remember. I mean, like I remember them talking about it. Like, I mean, some
yeah.
shows like I mean, I know like in Buffy, like I mean, it was Sunnydale High. I mean, they did say it a lot yeah. in OC. I just don't. I want to say it's like is it the Harbor?
It is Harbor High School. Nicely done.
Yeah. Wow, yes. Nice pull.
Nice pull, Nikki.
That's nice.
I was about to give you a hint here. I was going to tell you that there is a beer at Crooked Thumb that shares a name with it. Because their famous beer there is the Harbor Lager. You didn't
well,
need
my mind, hint. I kept thinking, I was like, I feel like it was like, for some reason, Safety Harbor kept coming into my head. So that's why it was just, I feel like that's why it was coming into my head. Because it just matched. So.
Hey, Chris, you know what sounds good right now? That restaurant that we went to that had the good potato chips at Safety Harbor.
Oh, Whistle Stop.
Yes.
I miss Safety Harbor.
It's okay. We're still thinking about the potato chips right now with the delicious tzatziki sauce on it.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's got chives. It's got blue cheese crumbles. It's got toasted vinaigrette. Is it feta cheese? Yeah, feta cheese. You're right. Yeah, and the toasted vinaigrette yeah. dressing.
Yeah, oh, that was delicious. Man.
We used to go there, Nikki, you remember this, we used to go there pretty often to actually go see live music. They have it out in the back patio. I miss you guys living here.
Yeah, I miss it. I miss it.
Okay, whose turn is it? I don't even know.
Your wife's.
I know. I just was waiting for her to chime in. Leah, you're up.
Okay. 2000s.
Leah's going with the 2000s. Early in the 2000s, Paris Hilton could frequently be spotted with which other celebrity? See, this does not seem like a fair question because she was with everybody. I will tell you this. They had a TV show together.
The Surreal Life? Is that what it was called? Or no? Is that The Simple Life?
I can't tell you what name. I gave you that hint because the question was vague.
The only name that's coming to mind is Nicole Richie.
It is Nicole Richie. She's nicely done.
Okay. I don't even know who that is.
Lionel Richie's daughter.
Oh.
Exactly.
Good for her.
With Diane Alexander.
Oh, is that who the mom is?
Yeah. And she's got a brother named Milo or Miles, one of the other. Same shit to me.
I should probably figure out who she is. I have never heard of her either. Okay, Mario. Yeah.
Hi.
Going back to the 80s?
Of course we are.
Which British band sang the song Too Shy in 1983?
Too Shy?
Yes. And if you get this, I'm putting my headphones down, going and putting my hand in a freaking garbage disposal.
So, it's not my answer, but I was thinking like Nile Rodgers, Chick, things like that. I know it has a weird name. If I'm not mistaken, it's Kaja Gugu.
It is Kaja Gugu. Nicely done. Mario extends his lead as we're going over to Nikki. You're up. What are we going with?
I just realized I never got my extra point for singing the song, but
also I'll give you the extra point if you sing the song to the OC.
I don't know the whole song. I just remember it was California, California, here we come. There you go.
Bonus point for Nikki.
Thank you. I needed the bonus point because I was like 3 points behind. I'm going to go with the 90s.
Going to the 90s. Here is your question. Complete the name of this Nirvana song. Smells like...
Teen Spirit.
It is Smells Like Teen Spirit. Nicely done.
Thank God. I was like, oh no.
Leah, you're up.
2000s.
Leah's going to the 2000s. Leah, your question. Which four members released a cover of Lady Marmalade in 2001?
Okay. Christina. Pink.
Extina, Pink, yes, yes.
They say it in song. Maya.
Yep.
Little Kim.
That's it.
Christina. Pink. Maya. Little Kim. And then it's Missy Elliott who raps that part.
It is.
And then, but she's not accredited as one of the four singers, even though she raps that part. I think that has all their names.
And it is time for a quick score update.
Misdemeanor. That's what she says. She goes, misdemeanor here, or something like that.
Mario continues a little bit of a roll. He finished up 1 point of everybody else. So our scores right now, Mario has 22, Nikki has 19, Leah has 20. Mario, you're up. And we're going to go, say, five more times through, then we'll call it a night.
Okay, I need for you to give me the best of the best.
Okay, let me look through here and find the hardest question I can find.
Thank you.
I'm joking, of course. I'll go to the top question. And here it is. In what year was John Lennon murdered?
Oh, I know it's between 2 years in my brain, but I think it's what I'm thinking in my brain. I'm thinking 1980 or 1981, but he was murdered on December 8th, 1980. So that would be my answer.
1980 is correct. Nikki.
2000s.
Back to the 2000s. Oh, Lord, I hope you've seen this movie. This seems a little, you know, very pointed. What okay. is the name of the fashion magazine that Jenna works at in 13 Going on 30?
Oh my gosh. I've seen this movie so many times.
I'm glad someone here has. I have never seen it.
I actually have seen it. Thanks to Suzette. And I...
Oh my gosh, this is going to drive me crazy. I just cannot think of it. I know it. I know. I've seen this movie so many times.
You can get there. Come on. Take your time. Think it through.
I'm trying to think, like, for some reason, like it's not glamour, but I keep thinking Razzles because that's the candy they freaking had, and for some reason that's the only thing that's going into my mind. And I know it's not the Razzle like magazine.
She's gonna pull this out too. I know she is.
I mean, I know that their whole like their group was called like this The Six Chicks. I remember that, but I cannot remember the name of the freaking magazine. And they say it, like, all the time in the movie. I can't pull it up. I don't know. I can't pull it up.
All right.
It's going to drive me crazy because it's like Leah's going to know it, and I'm sorry.
Are you tapping out?
Yeah, I can't remember.
All right, Leah, over to you.
I've only seen the movie once. It is not one of my favorites, so I have no idea. I didn't even know she worked for a magazine. I just remember, I don't even know if I've seen the movie all the way. I just know that they're in the closet and they're about ready to kiss or something, and then it takes her to the future, and somehow at the end they get married. That's all I know. So, yeah, I have no idea.
Mario, do you have a guess?
Poise, Alex. It's Poise.
It is Poise.
You're right. Damn it.
All right. And that question means we skipped an entire round, so we now only have 3 rounds left. No. Sorry, 4 rounds left. Nikki, you're up again. What are we going with?
Still depressed. I'm going to go...
You wanted a movie.
Like, I mean, I would have known this. Like, I mean, I would have known this like 7 weeks ago. Like, it would have been nothing. I'm going to go with the 90s.
Going back to the 90s. Which women's name is not featured in Lou Bega's song Mambo No. 5? Is it Sandra, Lisa, or Tina? Mambo number 5.
A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Monica.
Larry all night long.
Yeah. What were the 3 names you gave me again?
Sandra, Lisa, or Tina?
Lisa.
Lisa is correct. Nicely done. Leah, you're up.
That is.
That's a weird question.
I know.
I will go 1990s.
1990s it is. Leah, who had a number one hit with the song Genie in a Bottle?
Christina Aguilera.
You gotta rub me the right way.
Yeah, I didn't know how dirty it was when I was younger.
Well, it is a dirty song. And we are moving this back over to Mario. We have 3 rounds left. Mario, you're up.
You're going to have to invisible touch me.
Usually I charge for that, but this time we will make an exception.
Thank you.
What portable video game system was released in 1989?
Game Boy.
It is the Game Boy. Nicely done. And you know, I could not afford one.
I had one. It was fun.
They're okay. The original ones, like, they were like 12 inches long. They were white, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No. I did have a game. No. I didn't. I never had a Game Boy, actually. I don't think I've ever owned a Game Boy. I had a Sega Game Gear, but I would sit on that Game Gear and I would play Joe Montana Football for hours on end.
That was a good game, actually.
It was a fun game. It was, the graphics looking back are obviously terrible, but yeah, I had fun. Okay, Nikki, you are up.
I'm going to go with the 2000s.
We are going to the 2000s. Nikki, here is your question. Which band had a 2002 hit with the song She Will Be Loved?
Maroon 5.
Definitely Maroon 5. Even I knew that one. Nicely done.
Definitely.
I didn't know that one.
I know that.
I don't.
She will be loved.
Yeah. Is that Adam Levine?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I don't like Adam Levine. He's creepy looking to me. All right, Leah, you're up.
1990s.
In what film did Harrison Ford star as President James Marshall?
I'm going to assume it's Air Force One.
It is Air Force One. Nicely done.
Mario. I would totally vote for him.
Right?
Yes. Yep.
Mario, you're up.
What round is this?
How we have rounds two left? Rounds left. So at this point, no one can catch you.
Okay. I'll go with the 2000s for shits and giggles then.
Wow.
We're going to the 2000s. Mario, here is your question. Atomic Kitten had a hit with The Tide Is High, Get the Feeling, but who wrote the original song? And this is why he stays in the 80s.
No, I think actually the girl who wrote it is... No, that's not her. So you want the original person?
Want the person that wrote the original song. Need an answer, princess. You tapping out?
I'm just going to throw something out for shits and giggles. Was it like Cool in the Gang or some shit? I don't know.
It was not Cool in the Gang. Nikki, it's over to you.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat the question?
Atomic Kitten had a hit with The Tide Is High, Get the Feeling. But who wrote the original song?
Oh, frig. I know who it is. God damn it.
I don't even know. I know Atomic Kitten was like the girls group or whatever.
You know who I do.
Yeah, I don't really know who originally wrote the song. I mean, I just know that it was a girls group. So yeah, I don't know.
All right, Leah, do you have a guess?
Can you repeat the question?
I can definitely repeat the question. Atomic Kitten had a hit with the song "The Tide Is High, Get the Feeling," but who wrote the original?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
Can I take a guess? Because now I think I actually know who wrote it.
Yep, go ahead.
Blondie.
It was Debbie Harry. Debbie Harry. I just
realized that the height is high. Yep.
All right, we are on our last round. We are going to run through one card per person. If you get it wrong, we'll still allow other people to steal, but then we'll just move to the next person. Mario, what are we going with?
I'm going to go for shits and giggles, the 1990s.
The one decade you have not gone through.
Let's get a friend's question, please. Seinfeld, maybe?
What profession is Jim Carrey's character in Liar Liar?
Oh, an attorney.
He is a lawyer. Nicely done. Nikki, your last question of the evening. What are we going with?
I'm going to go with the 2000s.
Going with the 2000s. Let's find you one here. I don't like that one. I don't like that one.
Well, that's not fair.
I'm over being fair. Mary already won.
Okay.
Here we go. This is a good one. Nikki, what is the name of Meryl Streep's character in The Devil Wears Prada?
What is her name? She's the crazy lady, the Cruella de Vil-esque lady. Miranda Priestly.
Yep.
It is Miranda Priestly. Nicely done. Leah, it is your last question of the evening. Where are we going?
I guess I got to go back to 1990s. I feel like that's my strongest.
Going back to the 90s. What was the name of the handheld digital pet that was created in the 90s and became a craze among children?
Was it the Tamagotchi?
The Tamagotchi is correct.
Now, I had a Gigapet. Is that a separate brand, or is that the name of what it was?
I think it was a Gigapet, and Tamagotchi was the brand.
Okay.
She's correct.
Mario has weighed
in. I just know you had to like feed it, and the teachers would get so mad in class because it's like people would like pull out their Tamagotchis and feed their little virtual pet.
I remember we had a guy that showed up to one of our classes in high school, and this would be my senior year, in like 2000, 2001. And he finished his work in class, and he sat down and he pulled out his laptop, and the teacher blew her lid and goes, "You're not even allowed to have Tamagotchis in high school. You can't bring a laptop." And now I guarantee you teachers would kill if their kids would pull out a laptop instead of a cell phone right now. They would love it.
Oh, for sure.
Yes, 100%.
They probably even prefer a Tamagotchi.
Right?
I'm kind of curious. Do they still make Tamagotchis? I kind of want one.
They had a comeback. They did have a comeback a few years ago. They still make them.
Okay.
Because I know, I think my sister was talking about buying one. Do you remember that, Leah?
I kind of want one. You know, you're just like, you know.
That brings us to the end of our game. Your final scores tonight. Mario finishes with 26. Nikki finishes with 22. Leah with 23. Mario is your winner. He has on his crown. He has on his sash. He is sauntering as he walks away. Put your ass into it. Come on.
Just... I'm the champion.
Mario.
So basically, he won 80s trivia.
That's exactly what it was.
80s trivia I always get.
He won 80s trivia. He did. I wonder how this game would have been different if Mike Mott was here.
I don't know. I mean, he knows a lot of stuff, but I don't know if he could have pulled up some of that stuff. So I don't know.
No.
I mean, I don't think he could have pulled up the harbor from the OC.
So. No, he couldn't. Right now, I was more hoping because, like, I don't think he would have won. I actually think if he was here, I think the three of you would have beaten him. I mean, he could have used to be taken down a peg.
It's true.
Some of us, actually, I think all four of us have to work tomorrow because Leah's got a newborn to take care of. Nikki has a newborn and a 2-year-old to entertain. God bless both of you. I will sit in meetings all day while you do that, and I will be happy to do so.
Sounds good. I'll go to your meeting if you want to come over.
No.
Yeah, me too.
No, I'm good.
I'll pay to see that, actually.
No, I'm good. All right, we are going to go ahead and sign off for the night, everybody, for the Pub Trivia Experience. Find us on Facebook, on Instagram, Pub Trivia Experience, on Twitter at Pub Trivia Pod. And I'm going to throw a plea out there. If you have not had a chance to get on to iTunes or Google Play, wherever you listen to your podcast, and write us a review, that would mean the world to us. If you're there, leave us a 5-star rating as well. That'd be great. Hit the subscribe button too. If you want to be a part of the Pub Trivia Experience, feel free to reach out to us on any of our social media platforms or email us, pubtriviaexperience@gmail.com. We are currently accepting applications for hosts and players. Not even an application. Just tell us you want to be on. We're going to get you on. With all that being said, for the Pub Trivia Experience, I have been Chris.
I'm Leah.
I'm Mario.
Nikki.
Have a great week, everyone.